Kelly, how are you?
Super, how are you?
It is the opening ceremonies of the Olympics today. Yay for everyone. Winter Olympic fun in Beijing. I mean, yay!
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 Awesome.
We'll have a little fun with that this morning as we're still giving away some Cheer Live tickets. So I figured, since there are 7 new Winter Olympic events, I thought we'd do, instead of the real or fake headline, we'd do real or fake Olympic event.
That will be probably difficult, too.
Yeah, hey, Kelly, we're no pushovers.
We're no mamby-pamby contest.
No mamby-pambies.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
I'm not sure.
Mamby-pamby.
But I don't think it's... I don't think it's hard.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so anyways, we'll do that a little bit later on in the show. We got a new Facebook Fight Theater, feel-good stories, setting the bar stories, all that stuff coming up. And, I mean, it's cold, 24 outside. I mean, the news the past 24 hours has been the weather, and it's going to remain that way for the next at least couple days as... temperature's going to dip to like the single digits tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be real cold.
It's going to be wicked. So all of this like slush that's out right now is going to freeze and get slick. I mean, in the roads, most of them are like the main roads are treated. It took me a good 20 minutes to get my car ready to like actually drive.
I let it warm up that much.
Yeah, I was going to say I don't park my car. I have a carport, which one of our cars is under, but I've, my other car.
Which one is that?
that's my Accord.
My
Accord is just in the elements, right? There was a good half inch of ice on and snow covering the car. So it took me a good, 20 minutes to get that sucker ready. And then, side streets are kind of slick. Roads... once I got into downtown, they were just mainly wet, but like still at, out Snyder, Watterson area, you're going to still experience some slow moving traffic. So just kind of be careful if you've got to be out. It's going to be slow.
I hope that you someday learn to live with a garage. Oh, that will be such an amazing thing for you.
Yeah, I don't know what...
Is that a goal?
It'll be like living in the lap of luxury. I don't know.
I know.
I don't know if I'm ready for that.
I feel like it should be a goal.
I don't know if
I think everyone should live with a garage at some point in their life.
Yeah, yeah.
It is pretty life-changing.
It will forever... I don't want it to change me as a person, though, Kelly.
No, I get it. But I see, my husband's house didn't have a garage before we got married, and when I moved in with him, and I had a garage before, once we sold my house, and then I went to living without. It was harsh.
Yeah, I get it.
He didn't even have a carport. It was just exposed. It was just driveway.
Huh. Hashtag garage life.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, what a luxury.
What a luxury. All right, it's cold. Stay safe, all that stuff. Most every school district is closed today, so... traffic is going to be reduced on the road, so that's good. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Yeah. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. According to Wave Storm Tracking Team, still an alert day and ice storm warning through 7 a.m. This morning. So if you got to be out, just be careful. It was on this day, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2004, a nerdy Harvard student launched the Facebook.
Ah, wow. What an anniversary.
Yep. Here's Mark back then talking about it.
It's an online directory.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh, did I say nerdy? I did, right?
Yep.
All right.
It's an online directory that connects people through universities and colleges through their social networks there.
Yeah. Don't you remember it used to be only exclusive to if you had a .edu email handle?
Yeah, it's meant for college students.
Yep.
You sign on, you make a profile about yourself by answering some questions, entering some information such as your concentration or major at school, contact information about phone numbers, instant messaging screen names, anything you want to tell, interests, what books you like, movies, and...
And then you can fight with other people on the Facebook.
Yep, that's what it's become.
So anyways, yeah, that was on this date back in 2004. Now, on just yesterday, Facebook revealed it lost daily users for the first time in its 18-year history.
Yep. Yeah. And the stock plunged, meaning that he lost $230 billion.
Yeah, it was about a 20% drop, which, as you said, like over $200 billion.
Yeah. I've seen a couple of others saying they've lost 1 million daily users. So, yeah, there's a lot of numbers out there. Big numbers, losses. I think people are finally starting to walk away because of the nastiness that has emerged.
Well, in an hour, we're going to highlight Facebook Fight Theater. And the only reason we have that bit is because of people who jump on the internet and yell at each other. So,
yep, case in point.
Right, exactly. So anyways, anniversary. By the way, if you haven't yet, we'd invite you to like our page on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.
So much fun there.
Ed Sheeran on 99.7 DJX, starring in a movie. He's been cast in Smotherhood, Smotherhood.
Okay, and what's it about?
It's an action comedy. It's going to celebrate the variety of life in East London in 2022 and be darkly authentic, so whatever that means.
Okay.
All right. So
that should be fun.
Yeah. Ed Sheeran warming up his acting chops.
Well, maybe it'll be like his little cameo at the end of Red Notice. That was fun.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Sorry, spoiler alert. Yeah. Spoiler alert. Which, by the way, speaking of that, Netflix has boldly promised a new original movie, one per week for the rest of the year. Well, and the preview is up on our website, and it looks bonkers, like a ton of stars. Like, looking at this, they may be the biggest movie studio on planet Earth right now.
Well, when they're raising your subscription just about every 8 months, then this is what the content you're getting, right?
There you go.
All right, Kelly Kay, what do you got for us?
This is a really sweet story featured on Good Morning America of this surprise. A single mom of three got a bedroom makeover from her kids as a present. They said that she'd been single for 18 years and just dedicated her life to raising her kids. So Chloe, Jamie, and Jason decided to give their mom a place that she could relax and, you know, just get away from it all.
3, 2, 1.
In you go. Close your eyes, but in you go.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus.
No. She's kind of walking around the bedroom.
It's really pretty.
Yeah, she's just kind of looking at everything.
There's more room for you. Oh, it's that mom's bike.
Oh, mom's bike painting.
She sees a painting on the wall. It looks like a watercolor painting of a bike. Mm-hmm. And that was her mother's bicycle that her daughter painted.
Oh, wow.
And hung it on the wall. Just really special. You can see it. It's up at WDJX.com. Gives us all the feels. We'll miss.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so on the way, we are going to play a fun little game and learn a little bit more about you as a listener. So, they're not related entirely.
Okay.
But it's the law of unexpected circumstances.
Okay.
I don't know if that's an exact law or not, but we're going to play the fake headline game, all right? So
super fun.
Either these things really happened and the news really wrote about it, or I just made it up. So anyways, that is coming up here in just a few. And then you're setting the bar story. When technology is a little bit too advanced for your three-year-old.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they don't need an Apple Watch.
Yeah, maybe they don't. The Encanto cast there, we don't talk about Bruno, 99.7 DJX. Kind of cool. We're going to be actually talking to Adassa, who is the voice of Dolores.
Yeah, she is so excited. And when my kids found out we were going to have a chance to talk to her on video, they were like, oh my gosh.
I know.
So we might have to get them involved.
Yeah, so Monday, we will have Adassa, who plays Dolores, and it's her first acting gig ever.
I mean, knocking it out of the park, landing a Disney movie for crying out loud is your first acting gig.
Love it. Love it. So, yeah, Adassa on Monday on 99.7 JX talking about the movie Encanto, the whirlwind that she's been on. We Don't Talk About Bruno, and how I'm going to have to ask her how she almost missed that opportunity for a crazy reason. So that's on Monday. Setting the bar stories.
It's an example of what not to do or something we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, and I don't know what your feeling is with kids and technology. I mean, it's all around. You know, this generation has grown up with a device or, you know, always having access to the internet. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to, you almost have to go out of your way to, you know, prevent them from being around devices, iPads, watches, things like that, right?
Certainly got to monitor it.
Yeah. So, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without giving your toddler an Apple Watch, only to have him immediately call 911, then you're doing okay.
Why is a toddler wearing an Apple Watch? Like, there's no toddler that needs an Apple Watch.
Well, they decided to give their three-year-old toddler an Apple Watch, an older Apple Watch, because it has Mickey Mouse on it.
That's
and
great.
He loves Mickey Mouse. So,
super. But there's lots of other things on an Apple Watch, like calling the police.
And to be fair to them also, they didn't think it was still attached to an actual phone. Leon and Andrea are his parents. They're explaining.
It was like one of the original series watches. And I was like, I haven't used it in years. It's probably not connected to a phone. What's the harm in him looking at the Mickey Apple Watch? I was listening and I'm like, wait, is that someone else talking?
I don't know. 911.
The kids are on the Apple Watch calling 911. And he's like, oh no.
Go take the phone to your mommy so I can talk to her.
When we realized this happened, we were freaking out.
Obviously, because I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he called 911. And I was like, how long has this been going on for? And are they on the way here?
We do sincerely apologize. Can you say, I'm sorry?
I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Well, when you hear it in that precious voice, it's okay.
Right. Boys will be boys.
It's all right.
It's okay.
We dispatched a bunch of people out there. It's fine.
It's fine. You're fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. I mean, let's get a hold of your kid, though, during the interview, because the kid is screaming and running rampant while she's trying to talk.
Well, yeah, and it probably sounds like something bad is happening.
I know. So, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without giving your toddler an Apple Watch, only to have him immediately call 911 on it, then you're doing okay.
Listen, there are like VTech products that have like little smartwatches for kids that don't call the police.
Yeah.
They have little fake electronic cell phones, lots of fun games and stuff like that that won't call the police.
I mean, these are all good tips for next time.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. That is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. On Facebook, at Ben and Kelly Show, sometimes, you know, you see drama online. And honestly, we haven't done this segment on the show for a long time.
No, not until it's really worth it. And I feel like this one qualifies.
Yeah. So just screenshot it, send it to us. And what Kelly and I do is we act out everyone who comments on a particular thread.
Funny you should say that. A screenshot comes into play in this one.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight.
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, so this has, four characters, Kelly?
Yeah, this is kind of like a neighborhood page. It starts off with just a public service announcement from Angie, and then it goes sideways pretty quickly with Jerry, Daniel, and Cody chiming in. Angie starts off. Public service. Today, around 7:50 p.m. in the Home Depot parking lot, our car was keyed. It was a female driving a beat-up black Volkswagen, maybe year 2005, with a rack on top.
Oh.
When we arrived, one of our passengers accidentally tapped her car, but no mark was left, and we apologized while she threatened to call the cops. After we walked inside for about 5 minutes and came back out, she was gone. But both sides of our car were keyed really deep.
Jerry. Police report will need to be needed for insurance. File a police report and the officers will get the camera footage from the parking lot cameras.
Daniel. Bruh. This is not CSI, and police got better things to do than check parking lot cameras. Don't bother our first responders over this. Hashtag sucks, but true.
He's up, Daniel. I say try it. Report it, and maybe they can at least get a face off the security cam video. Keying a car is total jerk move, and it's worth investigating.
Bruh. Those cams are useless. They look like flip phone video from the 90s. They're not facial recognition cams.
Oh, I install those parking lot cams, and as my sales literature says, quote, they don't have to catch a face. Just seeing something unique can be helpful in identifying people.
That's a good point.
Oh, wait. You would know about those, wouldn't you, Daniel? Wasn't it security cam footage from a Circle K in Stony Brook parking lot that took you down?
Oh, took him down how?
Divorce. Yeah, the rally's security cams were good enough to see that big birthmark on his butt cheeks in the back seat of his F-350 with the night shift fry girl.
Whoa, butt cheek birthmark as good as facial recognition. Got it. I'm updating my sales literature right now.
Hashtag worth it.
Hashtag can't unsee that. Hashtag get that thing lasered.
Hashtag freedom. Hashtag free fries with that shake. Hashtag I'll send you a framed screenshot.
Wow. All that drama just went down just because of a keyed car. That was Facebook by Theater.
Birthmark on the butt cheek, too.
No. 99.7 DJX. I gotta be honest, I was thinking, I drive a Volkswagen Jetta. My daughter's do, at least. A black one. It's kind of beat up, too. That could have been me. The snow plows are out, by the way.
Yeah, and I feel like we need to adopt a bit of a name a snowplow contest the way that they did in Minnesota. This is so great.
Now, Minnesota gets a lot more snow than we do here.
Sure. But we do have plows. And I feel like as long as we have them, we can do this.
Yeah. So they decided to name, did they name all of their snowplows or just one of them?
I think it was just, they had a contest for just one. Although I feel like all of these suggestions are amazing. So I think they should name them all.
Yeah. So I guess they were just naming one of them, but they had all sorts of nominations from Blizzard of Oz to No More Mr. Ice Guy, Edward Blizzardhands.
Yes.
Scoop Dog. Plowasaurus Rex. The Big Leplowski.
Oh, wow.
But the winner was Betty Whiteout.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, poor one.
Yeah.
That's so great.
I also
liked the distant second. Control, salt, delete.
Oh, yeah. That works. That works, too. Yeah. I would hope that they're going to, like, stencil in paint the name of the plow on the actual truck, you know?
Yes. I think they should actually paint it or at least put like have like one of those magnetic signs made so you can slap it on there somehow. It needs to display the name. And I feel like all of those are amazing suggestions. Just name the entire fleet. Why just stay with one?
Suggestion now to the Louisville Department of Transportation.
We need to pick this up.
With our plows, yes. The Big Leplowski would work for any of ours.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so let's get to a feel-good here. All right, we do this every hour throughout the morning, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly Kay.
I've seen this dad and his daughter pop up several times on reels that are suggested for you. It's 5-year-old Jaden. She's a gymnast who is amazing at 5. And she does a lot of cheerleading stunts with her dad. They're super incredible to watch. This one in particular kind of shows this bond. She got scared practicing a new stunt with her dad, but he reassures her and, you know, just tells her, my job is to make sure you're safe.
What's wrong?
Dad almost got hurt.
You almost got hurt how? What?
On the ground.
How did you almost get hurt on the ground? Did daddy let you hit the ground? Will I ever let you hit the ground?
No.
So what are you talking about? You know daddy will never let you hit the ground, but keep this in mind. Focus on doing your job so you're safe and you'll never have to worry about hitting the ground, okay? Go all out every single time. We got it, mama.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you got it, mama. So then they get back at it. And what they, he is just flipping her up in the air like it's nothing. So he flips her up. She's doing a, she's standing on one of his hands. Then he flips her and she does a handstand on his one hand. And then he flips her again and she's back to standing on his one hand.
Oh, wow.
It's just amazing. You got to see the video. It's up on their website, WDJX.com. She's five.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, so cute.
Amazing.
All right. Feel good. Do them every hour. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. According to Wave Storm Tracking Team, we're still under that winter advisory for much of the day as there are slick roads. Like the roads are treated, but the ramps to get up there, pretty slick. Also, some of the side roads are still pretty slick. So if you don't have to be out, probably should just stay home and work remotely if you can.
Yeah. So last night we just went over to some friend's house in the neighborhood, and just getting home
yeah.
from in the neighborhood was a little dicey, but it was kind of worth it. We played this game called Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza. Have you ever played that?
Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza. No, pizza. No, I haven't.
It is hysterical. All right. Add a little Arbor Mist wine in there. We had a fun time.
Is it like a board game or just like
no,
something?
No, it's a card game.
You play it with cards.
Yes. Oh, okay. So you put down you divvy out all the cards. They're all face down, and everybody's got to flip over a card in the middle, and you have to go in that order and say taco. The next person says cat. And if the card you lay down matches the word you said, uh-huh. you have to slap it, and you can't be the last to slap it.
Oh,
the
okay.
Last
so it's
to
a-
slap it has to take all the cards. And the whole object is to get rid of cards. There are three cards that you have to do things to. There's a groundhog you have to bang on the table. There's a narwhal you got to make a horn. And there's a gorilla and you got to beat on your chest. So wow. if you don't do that, or if you flinch, you got to take the cards.
Okay.
It's really funny.
All right.
It's not an ad for that. Like, I didn't get paid to tell you about that.
just like it.
Oh, it was a really fun game.
Coming up next, if you've got an issue in your life and you want us to just throw it out to our listeners and see if, we can provide you with a little bit of perspective, then yeah, message us at Ben and Kelly Show or WDJX.com. Click on group therapy. I think the issue here is he's having an issue with how his girlfriend is doing her job.
And he may not have chosen the best way to communicate that.
Yeah, we'll explain coming up next in group therapy on 99.7 DJX. I'm telling you, don't knock the way she does her job, right? Just let it live, right?
Yeah, don't ask how the sausage is made. Just enjoy the sausage.
Enjoy the sausage!
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, by the way.
The best way to say that.
Yeah. By the way, if you have an issue that you want us to toss out, just message us, Ben and Kelly Show, and we'll be happy to get some insight on your situation.
Okay, so we got this message. My girlfriend is a realtor and is making a good bit of money doing it.
All right.
Being social is a big part of her job. On a few occasions, we have run into prospective clients of hers. They were all men, and I couldn't help but to notice how flirty she was.
Alrighty.
And this was right in front of me.
Oh!
When I called her on it, she said it was just part of the job. Is it?
You big slut! Good for you!
Sorry. Sorry, I didn't. My finger slipped.
Oh,
sorry. Yeah.
I don't think her behavior is necessary, and I'd actually say that it's unprofessional and comes off as desperate.
Mm.
Now, I'm not sure she's ever closed a deal with a straight female.
Oh.
I told her that if she were actually good at her job, she wouldn't have to use that to get a sale.
Ouch.
She said that was a real jerkhole comment to make.
Mm-hmm.
Now, full transparency, her flirting with me while showing me my current house is how we got together.
Oh.
But now she's got a boyfriend. So am I wrong? Am I the jerk?
Okay, so I can understand that he's a little bit sensitive because that's how he found her.
Yeah. So, and so now he's kind of hoping, well, he's concerned that what if some other guy, comes along, is her client, and the same thing's going to play out. And she's going to be like, you know what? I like him better than you.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Now, Tia says sounds like you're the one with the problem. She's mm-hmm. making her money. Stay in your lane, jealous boy.
Stay in your lane, jealous boy.
And I will say, as the wife of a realtor, that no, that's not necessary to get clients.
Well, that may not be the way your husband gets clients and makes sales.
No, it is not, because most of them are couples. So,
but you know, I gotta think that flirtiness, maybe confidence, making your client feel good,
or just being professional. Like going in there and having a great presentation, like this is what I'm going to do to sell your home. All of that is good and fine and well.
But I'm saying the little extra, you know, the little wink or that the little smile.
I think that
is part of it. I mean, that's just part of it. Like I don't see how
it's not part of it. Obviously, doesn't have to be part of it.
Obviously, we have differing approaches to this as of now. So, this is where we want you to chime in, especially if this is kind of the way you sell, or maybe you got sold something because of
a little flirty eyelashes.
Yeah, exactly. So, 502-571-9970 or at Ben and Kelly Show with group therapy. So he's just upset that she gets sales by using her feminine powers of persuasion, a.k.a. she's flirting with her clientele. And he's like, I mean, she gets a bunch of male clients, doesn't sell to any female clients. She needs to step up her game and be a better salesperson because he's a little upset.
Well, full transparency, that's how she snagged him.
Yeah.
So I think he's a little worried that that's going to happen again. But the way that he said it, I think, is the major issue. Because he told her, if you were good at your job, you wouldn't have to do that.
Yeah, and that's kind of hits below the belt, you know, as they say.
Yeah, a little bit.
Jackie says, it's called sales. And it's a part of any good salesman's job. If you're having an issue, then you need to get out.
Okay, well, I would argue that maybe you can be charming without necessarily being overtly flirty.
Well, a lot of people are suggesting, you know what, any sales job requires finesse or it requires you to be very personable with the person.
Yes, and I think there is kind of a fine line there between crossing over to being like flirty. Now, Reese says, there is such thing as harmless and innocent flirting, and if that's what it is, which is what it sounds like, right, then you need to simmer down there, Sparky.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. Now, we did get another message from Zara. She said, I'm a bartender, and that's how I get big tips. Just pour on the flirty charm while I pour the drinks and make bank. My boyfriend thinks it's awesome because he knows I'm coming home to him. He's like, get that money, honey. So relax and be grateful she chose you to keep after closing. Enjoy your smoking hot lady.
Right, right. Heather's all like, you know, men in sales take a few approaches with the main being flirting, except it's called charming when they do it.
Oh.
It's part of sales. Now, for some, it's just their genuine personality. Others, it's obviously fake. So I think, you know, it sounds like, you know, maybe that's a little bit just a piece of her, you know, just being charming, but since it's her, it's perceived as like flirting and over the top, you know?
But I'm wondering if it's different with, you know, he's seen her work in action. I'm wondering. It sounds like she's probably a little different
on him
on the job than in regular life. I don't know.
All right. I think it's his problem, honestly.
It is.
And thank you for messaging us. And I'm sorry that I'm telling you that, look, I feel like this is your problem. Not hers.
Right. Well, he just needs to, first of all, if the basis of any good relationship is trust. Mm-hmm. So you need to trust her that, you know, and trust in your relationship that she's not going to pull a repeat with anybody else, that she's in a settled, solid relationship with you, which she wasn't when she met you.
Right.
So trust in that and you got to let her do her thing.
All right.
If it's working for her, then let her go.
Cool. Keep us posted. By the way, what is her, just in case I need a realtor,
Hey! Hey, sir.
Do we have her contact?
I know a guy.
Do we have her contact information?
I know a guy.
I'm just in case. Just in case
I know someone a realtor. In the business, sir.
All right, that's group therapy. So, the Olympics are upon us. So I thought it might be fun, because there are 7 new events added to the Winter Olympics, to play a little real or fake Olympic event. So let's say hey to Eddie. Hi, Eddie.
Hey. Hey, guys.
So Eddie has brown hair. He's 5'9", 270 pounds, married, drives a Volkswagen Atlas.
Awesome.
Yeah. He's got it going on. Now, you're playing for your daughter, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Love it.
Oh, Dad of the Year, love it.
I love it. All right. So, are you a fan of the Olympics? Like, if you had a choice, would you be watching the winter or the summer?
I kind of like them both. I do like the winter. I definitely like the just the ski jumps and stuff like that. Something I can never do, but I would like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
I would say, Eddie... 99.7% of the things that I see on the Olympics, I could not do.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it just shows you though they're like exceptional athletes, and we are not.
Not even close.
All right, so I'm going to toss out some Olympic events. You just tell me whether or not they are actually real or whether I've made them up. Okay.
Okay.
All right. First up, Mono Bob.
That sounds real for some reason, but yeah.
It is actually real. As of this year, it is real. Yes. It is.
That's like a single bobsled, right?
Yeah, single bobsled. Single bobsled. So you are 1-for-1, Eddie.
All right.
Men's tug of war.
Oh, as a. I played it in elementary. I don't know. Let's just say it's true. It's real.
You're just going to say it's real?
Yeah, it's real.
Well, if the year were like 1800-something, it would be right. But no, it hasn't been played as an Olympic sport for a long time. So yeah, sorry, that's fake. That is fake.
Oh, man.
That is fake.
Yeah, sorry, you are wrong there. All
it's
right,
an oversight, though.
Yeah, yes, it is clearly an oversight, as Kelly pointed out. Okay, real or fake men's snowballing?
Men's snowballing?
Yes.
I'm going to say, let's just say that's real. Why not?
No,
let's just go real.
I don't think it is.
Okay. No, that's completely made up, Eddie. Eddie, I mean...
Wait a second. Explain that sport.
Yeah, yeah.
Explain it.
Eddie, can you explain what that sport in your head looked like?
Kind of. So it was...
Men's snowballing.
Yeah, let's just...
Is it like,
let's just say it involves snowballs.
Snowballs, yeah. like the movie Elf, where they're like trying to come up with a bunch of snowballs at the.
It was more like the Indiana Jones, like there's a snowball at the top of the hill, and you got to run away from it. You know.
Oh, I'd watch that.
And you thought that was real? All right.
Yeah, why not?
All right. Eddie, should we do one more?
Yes, please.
Sure. Why not?
All right. We'll do one more. Real or fake Olympic event? Women's skeleton.
Skeleton. Let's just say, why not? I said all of them are real, so why not that one? Let's just say that was real.
Why not? That one's real too.
Why not?
Yeah. Sounds real. That is actually right. You're right there.
Yay!
So congratulations. Yay! Yes, the women's skeleton is a real Olympic event. And Eddie, I mean, you got most of them wrong. What? No. Yeah. No. You got them.
50%.
Yeah. I was gonna say you got 50%.
Right.
So I think 50% is good for us. So congratulations.
Yeah.
We'll hook you up. All right.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You are welcome. Hang on for us a quick sec, okay?
Sure.
And, you know, listen, if there is ever a snowballing event, we need to be a part of it. Maybe we need to create this, you know?
I think so. We should. You're on my team already. Let's do it.
I like it. All right. Hang on, Eddie. Hang on. Oh. He thought they were all real. Sounds legit.
I feel like your idea of snowballing was different. We were just talking about the Olympics. Mm-hmm. I just realized that I went to the Winter Olympics 20 years ago.
Yeah, when it was in Salt Lake City, right?
Yeah, Park City, Utah. They sent us. Coca-Cola built a whole bunch of radio studios at the base of a ski lift in Park City, Utah. They were really, really nice. I mean, they gave us all the stuff.
Yeah.
We were staying in the same lodge, I guess, as the Today Show.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And it was amazing because I actually had a friend that was an Olympian. He was on the U.S. men's bobsledding team, and they won bronze that year.
Look at that.
So I got to see him. And now watching bobsled is interesting. We walked all the way up this mountain, and then you literally just see the top of their helmets just go.
Yeah, it's just like there and gone.
Exactly.
That's
but,
funny.
You know, I got to go out in Olympic Village with all the athletes and go out with them, and it was a pretty great experience. And I was sitting there, I was like, how long ago was that? 20 years.
Oh, look at that. No. You were barely old enough to even drive. Evan, DJX, the Olympics and the opening ceremonies are underway in Beijing right now, which is kind of crazy because I literally, you could watch figure skating on before the opening ceremonies. So anyways, yeah, the Olympics in Beijing underway there starting today on 99.7 DJX. So.
They've had a lot of events already. Competing, right?
Yeah, I think so. I just noticed the figure skating that they were competing in, but yeah, you're right. They've got a bunch already, and the United States is bringing more Olympians than ever before. So that's kind of cool. I'm excited to see the curling events because remember? Do you recall like the last Winter Olympics, the curling team for the United States just looked like a bunch of like khaki wearing dads.
Yes.
And it was
absolutely
just, right. And so it'd
which
be
which made us all feel like we could be Olympic athletes.
Right. So I am curious to see what their team uniform looks like this year. But anyways. Coming up next, I would like to know what the craziest thing you've ever discovered after you've purchased something secondhand, like from a thrift store or like, you know, yard sale, garage sale, something like that. Because the story I have for you out of Ireland might make you barf a little.
Oh, wow. Because I know a lot of people have found like, they bought something for really cheap, ended up like making thousands of dollars at auction. Like that kind of stuff has happened. This is the opposite end of that spectrum, though.
Well, and I remember we got a story from a listener who worked at the Goodwill like in Southern Indiana, and they came across $10,000.
Wow.
In something that was donated. So yeah. Set of the bar stories, Kelly, what would those be?
Examples of what not to do, or we hope it doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, and that's kind of where that falls, okay? We hope this doesn't happen to you. So, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without leaving thousands of... Okay, here, hang on a second. Before I start, I'm just going to give you a cringe factor on this, okay?
Okay, it's pretty high?
Yeah, like a high cringe factor, trigger warning sort of thing. Okay, so...
Like put the oatmeal down right now?
Yeah, maybe. All right, okay. So if you can manage to make it through the day without leaving thousands of fingernail clippings in your couch for the next donor to find, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Jess said it was like something out of a horror film after
it sounds like it.
They had found lurking beneath the cushions of their secondhand sofa they had just purchased.
Somebody never vacuumed.
Obviously never. So they weren't looking for a new couch. They just needed something because their dog had destroyed the last one. All right. So,
well, this sounds like a perfect candidate to let the dog continue to destroy this one.
Yeah. So Jess's boyfriend, everything was fine, right? They were missing the TV remote. So where do you look when you are missing the TV remote, right?
So you look under the cushions.
Yeah. So that's when Jess's boyfriend reached down the side, found it. But then, at the same time, he pulled up a huge wad of, like, candy wrappers, and with it, fingernails.
Oh, no. The picture is vile.
And then once that happened, they were like, well, what else is under there? And that's when they looked and found not hundreds, but thousands of fingernails of various sizes.
Who knows how many years.
Snack wrappers, hair, nail clippings, just disgusting.
That is just vile.
Yeah, and if you're the person, like, Do you never clean under the cushions of
apparently
your couch?
No. I mean, apparently they did not. But no. I will say this right now. Last week, I actually vacuumed under the cushions. So I make a point to try to do that. Because, you know, like crumbs from like the kids eating popcorn during movie night. Well, stuff yeah. like that. Like yeah. that. You know, and the dogs get sure. up on the cushions.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, stuff like that. But then, yeah. We don't give ourselves manicures on the couch.
Oh my gosh. So again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without leaving thousands of fingernail clippings in your couch for the next donor to find, you're doing okay. And now listen, Jess said after barfing several times and gagging several times, they've swept it out and they're keeping the couch.
And it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah, it's like new.
Yeah, they're not burning it like we would have.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Especially since, you know, the dog destroyed the couch, so you don't want to spend
right.
money on a real nice couch because right. chances are it's probably going to happen again.
Exactly. We got a message from Mandy in interesting things you found buying something secondhand. Mandy yeah. says, I found a love note in a nightstand I bought from Goodwill.
Oh, my gosh.
It was wedged behind the drawer, and it was written in the 90s from Harold to his, quote, dearest Jean.
Oh, I'm going to choose to think they're still together.
Yeah, I would like to think. Yeah, that's yeah. pretty cool. All right. So, yeah, set to the bar there on 99.7 DJX.
Whoever laughs is, it's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the trumpets mean one thing. It's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling our jokes back and forth. First person who laughs, loses.
The trophy's back home with Mama right now.
Yeah, it is. I lost last week. It was yeah. tied up, so Kelly has the lead. This is your Supreme Victor trophy, Kelly. I'll set it right yeah. there.
I feel like a Supreme Victor most days.
You look yeah. like a Supreme Victor.
Thank you.
I do, that. Too, with this weird hair flip I've got going on right now.
It's really cute. It's a little side swept.
It's a little... It's a little
it's almost like One Direction-ish or Zac Efron.
What? That was a wow, Zac yeah. Efron.
Yeah,
I'm giving you Zac Efron vibes.
And Baby Bieber when he was doing the whole little
Baby Bieber like vibes.
Do that.
All right,
can you do that a little bit.
Look at that. That
hair flip on point.
Hair flip on point. All right,
yes.
Losers go. Yep, losers go first. That would be me uh-huh. and Kelly.
Yeah.
What do you call a calculator that tells you the answer instantly?
A good calculator? What do you call it?
A calc-you-now.
Oh, right, as opposed to later. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe someone broke into my house and stole all my fruit.
Oh, yeah. No.
I'm peachless.
Yes. Did you hear about the man who fell into a lens grinder?
Ooh, no.
Yeah, he made a spectacle of himself.
Yeah.
I'll see myself out.
Cute. There's always the next one. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Bossy man goes into a bar. He orders everyone around.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Some friends wanted to get married at the public library, but they couldn't because it was booked.
The hair flip really sold that one.
Thank you.
That was good. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, the doctor told me I was colorblind. Yeah, that diagnosis came out of the purple.
How excited was Wendy to go to Neverland?
Probably really excited.
Yeah, she was so excited that she nearly Peter Pans.
Cute. Let's hope she didn't. Hair flip on point.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Waiter says, I see your glass is empty. Would you like another one?
Yeah.
Guy says, why would I want two empty glasses?
Oh, yeah, very true. You know, I heard people from Wisconsin don't use cell phones.
They don't?
Yeah, they use Milwaukee talkies.
Cute. I mean, that's a marketing opportunity, I feel like.
Right?
Marketing opportunity. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, the poor had horses and the rich had cars. Now the poor have cars and only the rich have horses. How the stables have turned.
Oh, wow. I just started my side job as an executioner.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll be headed there soon.
Beheaded. Got it. A mummy covered in chocolate and nuts has been discovered in Egypt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Archaeologists believe it may be Pharaoh Rocher.
Delicious. You know, I'm sorry and I apologize. Really do mean the same thing.
Yeah?
Except at a funeral.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh. Oh, yeah. 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 Hair flip. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I wonder what my parents did to fight boredom before the internet.
What?
I asked my 18 brothers and sisters, and they don't know either.
Oh. Parents got it on.
They did.
Hey, darling.
Dang it! Why'd you bring my dad into this?
Oh, shoot. Shoot. Hey, darling. I say that because every time Kelly calls her dad, that's how he answers it. Hey, darling. Oh, I'll take the trophy.
Oh, dang it. That was a dirty pull. It's not even fair.
All right, fine. I play dirty sometimes. You've got a lead forever. How am I? Yeah, so anyways, all right.
I know, so now it's back to tied?
Tied again, yes. All right, there it is. You laugh, you lose.
I can't get it out of my head now.
Hey, darling, on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You know, words are a big part of everyone's life, are they not?
Uh-huh.
So this language tutoring app did a study on the words that people use to make themselves sound smarter.
All right.
So the number one word that makes people sound smarter, if you add this word to your vocabulary, people will be like, huh, he or she must know what he or she is talking about.
Okay. What is it? What is it?
Articulate.
Articulate or articulate?
Articulate.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm going to need to articulate that a little bit more. Like, oh, gosh, okay, wow, he must be smart. I'm going to have to do what he says.
Are you ever going to use that in a sentence, though?
You know what? I will say that I have put articulate in emails before. And I've said articulate. Like, I just need to articulate that better, even talking about myself. But yeah, if you add that, apparently that makes people sound smarter. Another word you could use is brevity, anomaly, candor. Like, I'm going to speak with some candor now, you know.
Okay.
Exacerbate.
Oh.
And
see, these are all words that I've written, but I don't say.
Right. Well, you need to start saying them, and then people will actually think.
I need to start having conversations where it is warranted.
No, just figure it out. Figure out how to make them warranted. The problem is,
just talking to dumb people all the time.
The problem is some of these words may make you sound pretentious. And yes. So there are several of these words that overlap.
Okay.
So now if you don't want to sound pretentious, get the word faux pas out of your vocabulary.
Oh, that is such a faux pas.
Right, exactly. Now, I said brevity. Brevity is on the word, on the
I was gonna pretentious say, that word. Feels pretentious when you said it.
Audacious, caveat, bona fide, chic, touche, articulate. Those are, that also made the list of pretentious words, but that was down.
Oh, so wait a minute.
That was way down on the list. You're supposed
to say articulate to sound smart, but then that's also pretentious?
It is down on the list of making you sound pretentious. But yes,
okay.
Like I said, you're going to run that fine line of sounding pretentious versus sounding smart. So you got to make sure you pick and choose when you use it. But if you use the word articulate, that's going to make you sound smarter today.
Or pretentious.
One of those days that you just want to kind of stay inside and be in jammies. Which,
yeah, and watch your trees break off in the backyard.
Yeah, hopefully.
That happened yesterday.
Oh, did it really? Yeah, I guess the good thing in all this is that we didn't get as much ice as they had anticipated. So that is good. Yeah, for sure.
Because you're worried about down power lines when that starts to happen.
Yep, there would have been a lot more power outages than there actually were. So that's good stuff. So, hey, coming up on Monday, I know that you have heard the song... We don't talk about Bruno?
Yep. We've started playing it here. It's the biggest song in the land right now.
Yeah, it is. It's broken all sorts of records. It is the first like Disney songs in 30-some years to be on the Billboard Hot 100 charts top
Number
spot.
One.
Yeah, top yeah. spot, right. So anyways, we're going to be talking to Adassa, who plays Dolores. So she's cool and... And that is coming up on Monday.
Exciting.
Yep. So we'll have to have some fun with her, maybe play a little game with her, see how well she knows her Disney princesses and all that. So now that she is in the Disney world, this being her first acting gig ever.
I mean, kind of knocking it out of the park, but she almost didn't get it. And that's a crazy story she'll share.
Yeah. So guys, have a great day, weekend, anything crazy happening over the weekend, make sure you let us know. We always like to nudge ourselves in the middle of, you know, your life and everything.
We celebrate your crazy.
Yes, we do. So, yeah, let us know and have a good one. We will talk to you Monday.